Good morning. I heard Atlanta on the line. Welcome to the call. Who else do we have out there?
Good morning. Monique from New Jersey.
I heard New Jersey. I heard Louisiana. Wow, it's exciting to hear so many of you all on the call this morning. We extend the warmest of kingdom greetings. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa in Dallas, along with Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs. And we're just excited to hear those chimes as you come on the line. We want to welcome to the good morning, Elisha Roberts from Colorado Springs. We thank God for each and every one of you as you're coming on the line, and we want to give you our mission each and every morning on this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we're excited that you're on this call to be enriched by the Rhema Word of God, to be enhanced, mean add on to your life, encouraging your spirit as the Word of God goes forth, as you receive through the Word the empowerment of the dunamis power from God's Word. Our scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalms 88:13, and in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." So we thank God that the prayers of the righteous avail of much, and this call that God has given us is all about Jesus as we celebrate him as an artist family, as we celebrate him as a body of believers. So we again are so excited to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. We're going to go on and get our call started with an opening prayer going out to Chicago and ask Minister Candy, and she'll come on and open us up with a word of prayer. Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning to give you thanks and praise. We praise you because you are Jehovah. You are the self-existing one, and you need nothing else. We praise you, God, because you are El Shaddai. You are almighty. We praise you because you are El Olam. You are everlasting. Heaven and earth may pass away, but you will always be. We praise you because you alone are worthy of our praise. God, I thank you for being the living word, fully active, bringing to pass things in our lives that line up with your word. God, thank you that our footsteps are ordered and every place where the soles of our feet shall tread is blessed. I thank you for being the light to our feet and a lamp to our path. I thank you for being the bread of life. I thank you for Jesus who gives us life more abundantly. I thank you, Lord God, that every listener on this call, for every listener on this call, Father God, those who are in the artist business and those who are in other business, those who are working a job and those who may be looking for a job, Father, I ask you to bless them this morning as we lift up the name of Jesus. I pray for revelation knowledge to flow from Dr. Joycelyn and take root in the heart of every listener. I pray your blessings on the Diaz de Leon family and on artist distributors and workers. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to post the blood of Jesus on their lives for protection over their bodies, over their homes, and their families. I pray your blessing and protection over Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK, and I thank you for giving them the vision for this call. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call this morning. Saturate the airways with the sweet aroma of your anointing. Penetrate the heart of every listener. Speak through Dr. Joycelyn with words of wisdom and revelation knowledge. I bind any satanic attack on her words and on the call on her life. I loose clarity of thought, accuracy of words, holy boldness, and the power of the Holy Ghost to come forth. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to go forth, dismantle and destroy demonic and satanic strongholds, evil powers, and ungodly spirits. Father God, we are opening our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, and we give thanks to you in advance for revelation knowledge, for a word that will inspire us, a word that will empower us, and a word that will help us enhance and improve our lives, our businesses, build our businesses, and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for setting the atmosphere and positioning the climate so that our hearts are ready to receive a rhema word. We are commanding our morning, setting it straight, because we have an awesome word in store for you this morning. Before our speaker comes forth, we just want to give a few announcements. We're so excited to have each and every one of you on the Master's Call this morning to be a part of our kingdom building for us individually as believers and as the corporate family of Artists International. We are excited because each and every message that goes forth is compiled for you on our website so that at your time, at your leisure, you can always go back and click on the different links. We started this journey back in October, and I tell you, it's a rich arsenal of the Word of God, power-packed messages that will inspire your heart, just stir your mind with strategic insight on what God is doing in this time and in this season. Our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we ask you to please avail yourself to the website and just check it out and let us hear from you. We have an email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. As we say each and every morning, one of the mandates and the assignments that the Lord put on our heart when Dr. PK and I began this journey is the posture of prophetic prayer, to know that God hears and answers prayer. And we want you to send your prayer requests as an artist family. We have an awesome prayer team, always looking for new people who want to pray. Email us and let us know that you have a prayer life and you want to share that and bombard heaven with the prayer request of our many members on Friday, which is today. Every Friday, we always benedict the call. We do end it right at 7:30, but for those who want to stay on the line, we take individual prayer requests for about 10 minutes, and if we don't get you in, please feel free to email us again at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely add your prayer request and saturate it in prayer, marinate it with the Word of God so that no word returns void as we pray. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's our heart. That's our mandate of this call. And because we are an artist family, we know we have some of you on the line who are not a part of artists. We encourage you to check out this God-ordained, God-anointed, and appointed company that has brought our lives together. Please get back with the person who invited you to this call and hear why they're so excited about Artists International. We want to encourage those of you who are an artist to visit our website on our back office and just avail yourself to the many things that are going on. We are a prayer army, and we're encouraging you with the upcoming ATC training in Los Angeles on May 28th, to cover that in prayer for traveling mercies, for our leaders of the company that will come out and train. Pray for those people to come out and hear about this opportunity that could change their life. Pray for our team there in Los Angeles and the surrounding area that will be hosting the call. Let's just name that upcoming meeting in prayer. We also have an exciting $2 million loyalty pool. I want you to go to your back office and get details on that. And our Artist Circle of Champions, a luxury trip to Miami. So avail yourself of all the announcement. Go in the back office, take your time, and be informed. Amen. Well, we have a little change of plans this morning with a different speaker, and many of you all have been asking and wondering where she's been, and I tell you, we have covered her and her husband in prayer, and I miss my partner, I tell you, my co-host, who really God birthed this call, this vision in her heart, and I was honored and humbled that she asked me to walk alongside her in this journey as we birthed the Master's Call back on October 25th of 2010. So this morning, many of you all know her and love her and call her the preaching mama. She is a wife, a mother, a Gigi, a chaplain, a prophetic praise dancer, an author, multi-gifted and talented. But one thing I will say about this woman, she loves Jesus Christ and his people. So I want you to get excited and get your pen and paper as I call to the line. And I'm so honored to have her and for you all to hear her voice, none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My husband and I are here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I know for a fact that Dr. Jake has a message for us this morning. And my husband just wants to say a word as he presents Dr. J. He absolutely loves her. And he is so looking forward to hearing a word from her. But I just want to say to you all this morning that we are so thankful for this particular prayer ministry and for this work that God has given us. We thank God for you, Dr. Vanessa, and we are just came down off the mountain, and indeed the Lord has given us a word, and that one of those words, he's given us some words, but one of the words that he's given us to give to the people, especially those of you who are struggling in your bodies with illness, and that word is the power of life and death is in your tongue, and that you can choose whether you will live or die. And so we are just so thankful this morning that we choose life today. And we stand on the word of God that lets us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed from every disease, that he has taken it all to the cross. We thank God for bringing this couple into our lives, Dr. Walter and Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, about 4 years ago. And up in Michigan, and we thank God for them on today. And here is my husband, Elisha, as he brings on Dr. J for our word this morning.
Good morning, good morning. So glad to hear so many people on the Master's Morning Call. We just praise God for all of you and thank God for Dr. J, who's going to bring the word this morning. I know that you have heard her before. She's also one of the North sisters that come on that you hear. We love her and we thank you, and she's teaching me, don't worry about the storm, just learn to dance in the rain. And without further ado, we will bring on Dr. J.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes,
just a little louder for us, Dr. J.
All right. We're here in Toronto, Canada. I am so honored this morning to be here along with our Platinum President, Ms. Martha Marie Preston, and we have had just a tremendous move of God here at the conference. And I am going to be just before you probably about 5-10 minutes because we actually need to be out of here in about 12 minutes. And so I want to just go straight into the scripture. I honor the Lord for the Roberts as well as all of you that are on this call this morning. I bless the Lord for this artist family, and we give God praise in advance. I'm going to go right to one scripture this morning because it has just been a tremendous blessing for me, and I pray it is the same for you. If you have your Bibles, which I believe you will, as well as a piece of paper, Psalms 5. Psalms 5. And in one verse 12. Psalms 5, verse 12, and I'm reading it out of the Amplified Version. It says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, the one in him who is upright and in right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Now, I want to just say this morning that this has been one of the scriptures that has always, in any situation, any circumstance, any time I'm going through, any time I'm up, any time I'm down, any time when I feel like ain't nobody else there, I get the word of God and I go back to it and I begin to talk that word back to myself, because I believe that once I talk the word to myself and begin to meditate the word, things have to change. I say, if you begin to talk the word, meditate the word, things have to change. And so I take this word, and as you look at it, it says, for the Lord will bless the righteous. I don't care who is it that's trying to curse you, who is it that done walked away, say, from your artist team, who is it that done walked away from the company, the Lord will bless the righteous. And I'm so glad to be in a company like Artists International that the leadership, the owners are righteous men and women of God. And because of that, God will bless the righteous. That ought to just settle every one of us that are on this call this morning. It ought to settle us in to let us know that whatever God has blessed, can't no man, can't no demon, can't no imp, can't none of his folks that he has tried to set out to sabotage, they cannot do it, because God will bless the righteous. I know I can't hear you saying it on the call this morning, but go on and say that to yourself. God is talking about me. He said he's going to bless the righteous. Glory to God. And that's exactly who he's talking about. And not only said he's going to bless the righteous, he gives also a description of who he's talking about, the uncompromisingly righteous. Those folks that don't compromise, those folks that don't get in today and then tomorrow, you know, they're doing something else. Those folks that, you know, just not a Sunday morning go to church, hold your Bible, stand in the pulpit Christian. I'm talking about them folks that love the Lord with all of their heart, with all of their might. No matter what comes, what goes, they are still there, still solid, still strong in the Lord. God said those are the ones that I will bless. I will bless the righteous, and I will not only bless them. I like this last part. He said, and I'm going to surround them with favor as a shield. You know today that if God has given you favor, you can get into some places that your name can't get you into. Platinum president might not get you into some places. But if God said he will bless you and surround you with favor, favor from God will get you into some places that can't nobody else open a door for you. I say, I know some doors has been closed for some of us. I know some situations look like that the door won't be open. But just get in favor with God. Cause God's favor to be upon you and to come through you and to walk upon you and to walk about you. He said that he will surround you with a favor shield. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. I say you got a shield of protection today. One that can't no devil penetrate. I don't care what lie they've told. I say you got a favor shield. That shield will cause you that when folks don't even like you, they'll be inviting you to come on and show them a showcase. Hallelujah. It'll be when folks don't even appreciate your name, they'll still call you and say, I need you to come and pray and lay hands on my sick child that they shall recover. Favor as a shield. A shield is a thing that will protect you from the enemy. A shield is a thing that when they see it, they say, I got to back up and bow down because the shield of God is standing there. Hallelujah. And God is saying to you and I this morning on this call, he will protect the righteous. So I don't care where you're going, how low you've got. I say, get up, dust yourself off, because God is still on your side. Though 1,000 may fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand, it will not come nigh you, because God is your protection. He is a shield around you. Hallelujah. And he will protect you as you go out today. He'll protect you when you come back in. He'll protect your mind today. He'll protect your body today. He'll cause your body to rise up and come in line with what the word of God has said. By his stripes, you are healed. Jehovah Shalom, by the peace of God he has given you. You have nothing broken, nothing missing, wholeness and wellness and soundness in every area. And so today, I just want to encourage you with the word of God. God says that if you are the
are righteous, he has already blessed you. It's not a thing that when we get to heaven, we're going to be blessed. We don't need nothing when we get to heaven. They walking on gold up there. We need to be blessed right now so that we can be a blessing to someone else. And that's the key, that when God blesses the righteous, we ought to sow seed into other folks, that they will come up and be also a blessing to others. It is a reciprocal thing. Put a seed in the ground. I don't care what kind of seed it is. It will come up. But when the righteous put a right seed in a right ground, it will come up and multiply itself. I want to challenge those of us, especially those of us that are part of Artists International. Find someone today. Put a seed in them. Stop telling them what they ought to do, but put a seed in them and cause them then to go and put a seed in someone else. I decree and declare whatever we do for someone else, God would allow it to come back to us. Hallelujah. So I say go on and walk out today in your favor shield. Tell the devil he can't touch this today because God's got a shield of protection around you. He's the front lid on your eyes, and he's also got your back. Who can stand against this God that we have something to do with? I thank him today that as we go through the water, he will not allow it to overtake us. Hallelujah. Going through the fire, if you're in the fire today, you're in a good place. He will not allow it to even make you smell like smoke. Glory to God. So I say, rise up, men and women of God. Rise up, men and women of God and Artists International, and go into the marketplace. Go into your homes. Go into the place that God has called you and be the righteous, because God has already blessed you, and he has already surrounded you with favor as a shield. God bless you this morning, and I honor the Lord for you. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
I know I can see you all running right now in the Spirit of God. Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. J. I know the Lord, and I know his voice when he's speaking. I knew you had a word for us this morning. We've got to put on our favor shield and run on in the Lord, acknowledging the power of God to heal those who does what he said to do with righteousness. And so I am so thankful for you, Dr. Walter, there in Toronto, Canada, and we can hear Platinum President Marie Preston running and shouting and clapping her hands in the background. So we know God is doing great things for you there in Canada, and we are going to hear more about that in the future. MasterCard listeners, this morning I want to just tell you that if you want to receive from God, you got to get up and do something. You got to get up once you get the word and activate that word and put that word into practice. Glory to God. I feel good down to my sanctified toes this morning. I'm ready to run on out here to all of these appointments I have today, acknowledging God for who he is. So right now, we're going to give you back to our host this morning as she closes this call with prayer, and then we're going to get prayer requests. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa, as you close us out. You're going to close us out in prayer this morning.
Is Amber on the line?
Amber, if you're on the line, just 5-6 and come on in and close us out, prayer general. I know she was on the 5 o'clock. I don't think she...
Okay. So that's not a problem. Amen, amen for that powerful, powerful word. I tell you, God is going to bless the righteous.
Hello?
What a word. There she is. Okay, we can hear you now. We can hear you now, Amber.
No, I was kind of quiet because we got a house full of guests.
You don't have to go.
So,
you don't have to do it.
No, I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom now.
Okay. TMI. Okay, if you will go on and close us out with the prayer, and then we will at that time begin to take our prayer requests. So if you will close out that powerful word by Dr. J for us, please.
Okay. Hallelujah. We are talking about uncommon favor. And woman of God, that's one of the scriptures she has given me because I thank God for favor. And everybody on this line has favor because favor, Father God, is not fair, but is fabulous. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day that you have made. God, we are rejoicing and being glad in it. And, God, you are surrounding each and every person with your favor, shield, God. Saturate each and every one of us with your glory and with your presence, God. It's about the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, when Jesus died on that cross, he said it was finished. So everything, Father God, is already finished. So God, we pray for each and every person, Father God, whatever they need, I am that I am is there for you. That favor is there for you. That favor to come against that cancer, that favor to come against that sickness, disease, infirmity, I curse it at the root. Every generational curse it, I curse it at the root. God, we thank you for increase in the name of Jesus. Increase where there's favor, the money will come. And God, we thank you for supplying everyone need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you. There are some people that have mental illness. We speak to that mind-binding spirit in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root. We say, live, live, and live in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God saturate your mind. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for your word. Bless the woman of God. Bless each and every person, Father God, that brought forth the word on this week. God, I surround them. I seal them with your blood. We come against every backlash or retaliation. We come against every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your angels protecting, warfare angels, guardian angels, each and every angel, Father God, that's encamped around about us. God, we pray for the artist family, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as never before, for the Diaz de Leon family. We know that your uncommon favor is around them. It's blessing them. It's lifting them up, Father God, for their company that they have built before the altar of the Lord. So, God, we thank you for them. We thank you from every platinum to advisor, Lord Jesus, even for the ones that's on this call that may not be a part of artists, but, God, they're part of the kingdom. They're marketplace ministers. Father God, they're priestly. God, whatever, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for salvation, healing, and deliverance. God, we thank you for the master's call. And God, continue to have your way as we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness. All things will be added unto us. We seal it, we decree it and declare it. It will manifest in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My daughter just came in here and said, Mom, okay, God bless everybody.
Amen, amen, amen. Prayer General, thank you for covering that prayer, that message today, the prayer request. We, again, believe so in the power of prayer, and we appreciate you. She's celebrating the graduation of her daughter, and we are so glad that you are a part of this call. We thank God for Dr. Joycelyn from Toronto for that powerful, encouraging word that stimulates us to remind us that if we begin to talk the word, meditate on the word, then things have to change. Not should change, maybe it'll change, but they have to change. And we praise God for that Rhema word today. Thank God for Candy as you open this up and led us into that place of hearing and receiving the prophetic word of God today. As we always do, and excited that Dr. PK and her husband are on the live this morning, Friday is our day that we receive prayer requests. But to be always sensitive the time that we do go on and end the call, as we have agreed for our 30 minutes. We're a little ahead of time. It's 7:28, but we are, for those who do have to go on to work or with things you have to do today, we want to speak a blessing on you and do the benediction that we seal this time together on the master's card, called by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. And on your life as you go from this place, the favor of God, that favor shield will be all around you. The protection and the provision of God will be with you as you go out throughout this day and throughout this weekend until we come again. And for those who have prayer requests, who would like to stay on the line, We welcome you to stay on the line, and all you have to do is hit star 6, and that'll put you in queue. And for about the next 10-15 minutes, we'll be happy to take prayer requests, because, again, we want to pray, and we want to have focused faith, laser faith, as we petition before the Lord your prayer request. And as I said earlier in the beginning of the call, if we do not get to you today, please feel free to go to themasters, with an S, morningcall@gmail.com. themasters.morningcall@gmail.com. And we will be more than happy to receive your prayer requests there. Our call has so increased in size, and we know we'll probably have many prayer requests, and we want to make sure everybody knows that none will be forgotten. We got you, we've covered you, and we're considering it an honor to stand in the gap for you. So I see my dear sister in Fort Worth, Sister Martha, the floor is yours. If you give us your prayer request, please.
Yes, first of all, I just want to thank God for this call. Oh, that message just blessed my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But I just want to give a praise report and a prayer request. My mother came home yesterday from the rehab. Her wound is healed. I just ask for a blessing on her her mind. We have noticed some things that, early onset, of a condition, but I know God is able. She's a strong woman because what I was told by the medical professions that normally a person fall with that type of fall and on that medication she was on, not everyone survived that. So I know God is able, and I just praise him for that, and I just ask y'all to continue to pray for my mother. Her name is Geneva, and I just ask you to lift her up. I love you guys. And thank God, I love me some Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa. So.
Amen. You know we love you too, Miss Martha. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
And we will consider it an honor to lift up her mother. We have been praying for her, and she came home from rehab, and you all lift up Geneva in prayer. I have next from Houston, Valerie, the floor is yours.
It's Nicole. I'm sorry. I just want to ask for prayer to help me with the depression I've been going through concerning finances and relationships.
Now, I'm sorry, what did you say your first name was?
Nicole.
Nicole, okay, it comes up as Valerie Garcia. Okay, Nicole, and we're going to definitely stand in the gap and pray against the spirit of depression and for financial breakthrough. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you so much. We will definitely keep you lifted up in prayer. Next we have, I think this is Milwaukee area, 414-429.
Vivian Lee.
Good morning, Vivian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm calling for my brother again. He was released from the hospital day before yesterday, and then the doctors called. They had took some tests. And the doctor called and told him to rush him back to the hospital yesterday. So that his blood was infected. So he is studying to be a Jehovah Witness. And his wife is a Jehovah Witness. And three of my sisters, and they're telling him he can't take a blood transfusion. So I would just like prayer that he do what God have him to do, because he's not a Jehovah Witness yet. He's studying to be one, but they keep telling him that you can't take a blood transfusion. So just pray that God's will be done in that situation.
And what was his first name? Was it Nathaniel? What was his first name?
Nathaniel Alexander.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that. Okay, yep. Great. All right, so we're going to be praying, Vivian, for your brother. His blood is infected, and prayer for freedom to do what God would have him to do, and that we are speaking first to Jehovah Rapha, healing for his body. Amen. Thank you very much for that prayer request. Then next we're going to 770, I think that's the Atlanta area, 241. Give us your name and your prayer request, please.
Yes, Pastor Vanessa, it's Melinda out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this call. I just tuned in probably this past week, and I can't tell you how I have been truly blessed by the word that comes forth, and I thank you. And Dr. PK, I met you guys one time at a conference in Atlanta, and I just thank you so much. And my prayer request today is for Mario, my son, and his wife Nancy. And we're praying, we're praying for her to get her paperwork in order. She's in Mexico now, and she needs proper documentation to come back to the States, and they have one child between them, and he has a stepson. So I'm just asking for prayer.
For that favor.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so for your son Mario and Nancy, for her paperwork to get in order to return from Mexico, and we're believing God for the favor of the God.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
That'll be good.
Okay, and thank you so much. We will definitely keep you covered in prayer. Next we have Ms. Rushi from Atlanta. The floor is yours, sweetheart.
Good morning, Ms. Pastor Vanessa, and to Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK. I just want to thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning and start this day. Father, continue to bless each and every one in the artist family. I just want him to bless my family and continue to keep me strong as I go through this struggle dealing with what has been going on. But I know that God is the last and the one to have to say so. So I just want y'all to continue to lift me up in prayer that I will continue to be an artist distributor until eternity. So bless each and every one that's in the artist family. Bless my family in Albany, Georgia. My sisters are being kind of ill, Miss Mary Walker and Mrs. Richardine Martin and Mr. Michael Jones. I'd like for you to lift each one of them in prayer that they will learn that this nutrition that I sell is the one that's going to help them and not the prescription that they're taking. Thank you.
I got Mary Walker, Michael Jones, and what was that middle name, sweetheart?
Michael Jones, Mary Walker, and Richardine Jones.
Richardine Jones, okay. And we've got that. Then we'll definitely keep your family in prayer, and we're just speaking and decreeing over you strength mentally, spiritually, and financially in this artist business that you are a success. We are speaking it and decreeing it. Thank you so much for your prayer request. Next we have 305-830. The floor is yours.
Hi, my name is Renee. Can you hear me?
Renee? Yes. Good
yes.
morning.
Okay. I just got the text about 2 days ago, and I've been on the call every morning, and you guys have been a true blessing to me. And I'm just asking for prayer for my siblings that we come closer together, because that's my mom's prayer, that she just want her kids to be closer together and
praise
to bless
God.
I'm in the artist family, and to bless my business with artists.
Okay, Ms. Renee, we're praying for your siblings to get closer together. That was a mother's request. And
yes.
for your continued and increased success with your artist business. Amen.
Yes.
We will definitely
cover
that in prayer. And thank you so much for calling in the morning to support our call. We so all righty. If there are any more prayer requests, the queue is clear right now. If not, we'll seal these prayers. And again, thank each and every one of you. Let me give it just a few more seconds. Success with artist business. Dr. PK, is there anything else you wanted to say before we close out the call?
Well, I just want to thank God and thank each of you for lifting my husband and I in prayer and just bathing us with your love and with your support. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God, my God, lives. and that he is going to have the last say, as you just said, Ms. Rushi. He's going to have the last say about all things, not some things, and that in all things we should give him thanks. We should give him thanks in times that we don't understand, like right now we don't understand. So let us just give God thanks for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his kindness. And today when you go out and people ask you, how are you doing, I want you to tell them, every day with Jesus is a super fantastic day, because that's the truth, you all. Every day with Jesus is a super fantastic day. Whether it looks good or not, it's still, if I'm in Jesus, things are going to be all right. Pastor Vanessa, I love you. I thank you so very much for your commitment to God and to his people. And I thank him for your ability to go forth. I love you, Dr. J. I know that you probably have been ushered on into the auditorium where you are now sitting and eating with the Lord, if they don't have you working up there in Toronto. But I thank God for you and your husband and what you all bring to this call. God bless you. I don't know if Dr. Chuck is on this morning, but we love him as well. And our other speaker, Platinum President Lanika and Scott, we thank God for her. You all, I just don't want to close today without letting you know how much I appreciate you. And you do the same. Let somebody else today know that you truly thank them for what they are doing for you in your life. Dr. Vanessa, let's close it out with prayer and close this week out. And we'll be looking forward to hear from all of you on Monday.
Amen. There's a few more of you all in queue. We're going to ask you to just email us in your prayer requests, because we definitely want to cover those prayer requests. So please take time to go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will cover all the prayer requests. Father, we just thank you. We celebrate you. This call is all about you. And Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we close out this prayer, this time of communion one with another, we thank you for you know. We know you hear and you answer prayer. And we thank you that you have heard the prayer requests of Martha about her mother and Nicole. And we're just speaking a cancellation of any spirits of depression, and for Vivian with her brother Nathaniel. Father, we thank you that the Jehovah Rapha blood of Jesus is applied. And Melinda, that we send forth the word of favor to her daughter Nancy, her son Mario and Nancy, that God, you go in and do the paperwork. You speed it up. You turn it around. We decree and declare favor that she will come back from Mexico speedily. We thank you for Rushi. We love her so much. We lift her up to you. And with her family, we speak healing into her mind, her spirit, her constitution, and will. Father, she loves Artists International and the people of God. Strengthen her heart today. Encourage her and remind her. Your word says she's an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of her testimony. And we thank you for Renee as we pray for her siblings to have the unity of Christ in their hearts and success in her business. And then for all the unspoken prayer requests on this line, we stand in the gap and we decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. The favor of God. Father, the prayers, we extend the pog of faith, the prayers that hit the mark, and we thank you for accuracy in the Holy Ghost, that you can do all things in us and through us as we submit ourselves to you. And I thank you as an artist family, as we come together on this call every day, in one mind, one spirit, and celebrate you, that as the blessings and your word and your praise go up, we know you're pouring out your blessings of protection, provision that come down on us. We speak the blood hedge of protection around each and every listener and a member of our artist family, and every member of the Master Call family. As we leave this call, we will never, never, never leave your presence. Go with us. Order our footsteps. You said the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So we speak favor, dominion. We speak overcoming faith in our hearts, the boldness to go out and speak to those. Father, draw in the prospects that you have ordained. cancel every hindering, harassing spirit that has even tried to come against us in our business, and our hands being extended, showing the love of Christ wherever we go. Now we seal this time together in the blood of Jesus and in the name and the authority that you give us. And we thank you that we will hear the praise reports. We will hear the testimonies and have so many breakthroughs because we've come and taken out the time to give you first the glory and the honor and praise. And I thank you as we leave this call that we will go out now and be submitted, Father, to the call you have on our lives individually. And we will be your hands extended. We will be your living epistle. And we will be your minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a super fantastic weekend, as Dr. PK always says. And we look forward to seeing you on Monday on the call. Help us spread the word. Love you much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.